Welcome to episode 155 of the Still Drippin' Happy Hour. This is your host, Mason, and on the move tonight, we got Hayes. Holla.
I'm here. We made it.
Like always, Panama Slim in the house. It's been a wild couple weeks, Hayes. How you holding up?
It's been a wild couple weeks, guys. I'm sorry. This is Thursday night, and it's just been a really weird couple weeks. So my wife has been in and out of the hospital. She had surgery. Back to the hospital. It feels like that's just the trend. And then Monday night, we got a call that my grandmother was probably going to die because she fell. She's 93. And she's hung in. She's probably not going to last tonight. She's got a brain bleed from her fall. And it's just been it's been a tough week. Not going to lie to you. But what do you do? I'm an adult and you move on and you persevere. And that's where I'm at. That's where my head is a little bit.
Yeah. Yeah, that sucks, man. I'm sorry. We've been praying for you.
I appreciate it.
I know the squad has.
I appreciate it. I know you have. Man. A lot of people have. I can't count all the texts and calls, and I can't even keep up with all of it. So just know that I'm very grateful. If I haven't responded, it's not personal. I'm just a little tired.
Yeah. Well, man, yeah, I think you said it best. I mean, one of the best things we have going on this pod is us talking about being dads, and you're right, there's bad things happen. And it's tough, but we still have to be there for the people who need us. And I think you're doing a great job of that. And
I'm trying.
I hope this is a little therapy for you this week, because we all need that sometimes. So
I totally agree. But if you feel a little bit of a whatever in my energy, it's fair.
Yeah, it's true. And that's what we
where I'm at.
Yeah,
there you go.
Yep. Hold on one second. There's a police officer outside of our house.
Huh.
And I'm getting a phone call.
Are you serious?
Yeah. Hello?
Is it the feds?
Yes, we have started.
Oh.
It is, yeah. He pulled somebody over right in front of our house.
Oh. You won't go outside. You won't take the camera out.
I'm not going outside. The car is out. The cop had a spotlight on the car and everything. So I don't know what he did, but he probably just ran the stop sign by our house. Mm. The cop had a spotlight on the car.
Is his gun drawn?
It's just blue. I mean, it was bright. I saw it. Oh, I'm sorry. Yep, it's a police officer. All right, I'm going to go, okay? My wife called me from the room next door to ask. Apparently, she's trying to put my son down, and his room is just like strobe lighting blue lights. So,
I dare you to go out there and tell him to cut the lights off. I dare you.
Can we see out there?
Yeah, that's right. Feds afoot.
So, had some odd stuff going on in Nolensville, but, you know, that's... Yeah, that's what it is. What it is. Over this weekend, I went to, you probably saw it in the news, Waste Management Open out in Phoenix, and it was a party. Some people took that a little too far, and yeah, I don't know if we'll get the Waste Management in its in that form ever again. And, you know, that's probably okay. It'll still be a party, I think, though. I mean, let's be honest. They brought it on themselves. About noon, I think they just stopped checking tickets. That's what we've heard from some people who even had tickets, but they didn't even scan them. So they just started letting people in. I've heard 400,000 people or 500,000 people were there, which is, like, to me, the biggest thing I've ever known is Neyland Stadium, and that's like five times that. So it was insane.
Why is that such a big event?
I don't know. I started hearing about it probably like 4 or 5 years ago, of it being like the biggest party in golf, where people go, and I mean, that's just all it is. It's just a big old party. People are drinking. I mean, Scottsdale in February is normally wonderful weather. I think the reason why this time it got a little out of hand is there was rain, which I'm curious to know how, like, when the last time they dealt with rain during that weekend is, but it was, I've never seen so much mud in my life. There was a part, have you seen like Woodstock 99, that documentary? There was a part of the course, it was like up on a hill, just a bar, and it looked like Woodstock 99 up there. And it was just a place, like, you couldn't see any golf up there. I was only up there for maybe 15 minutes, but it was like people my age and younger. It was probably younger. They probably weren't 30 or 29. So younger than me. And it was like, this is the future. This is terrible. And it was just like, I was wearing Jordan 1, so I sure as heck wasn't stepping in the mud. I had to get home and clean those things. But hey, they were actually the best shoes to wear. I mean, I got them muddy. Don't get me wrong. But leather, my socks were dry the whole day. Like, nobody in our, everybody in our group had like running shoes, you know, cloth and stuff, and they were just hurting the whole day. But at Jordan 1's come through. I don't think I took a picture, unfortunately, but I should have.
How many people were in your group?
There was 10 of us. 10. So I was there for my sister's fiance's bachelor party. So future brother-in-law. And it was a good time. It was fun, was had. A lot of fun. So a great memory. And hopefully I'll be back to the waste management. We'll see how much of a party it is then. But yeah, it was pretty nasty.
I'd love to know why that became a thing.
Like, yeah. That would be a fun. You got to look up the guy that did the front flip into the bunker on hole 16 and then did a sand angel. So that was, it looked painful. And the guy that, the big guy who did the slip and slide down the hill.
I did see that.
A little disturbing, but man, it wasn't funny. I also learned, the last thing I'll say, I learned that the cacti there are real. I wasn't watching where I was going. Kicked a cacti with my, man, I had pricks all in my leg. Drew blood too. There was about 6 of them. It was pretty nice. It didn't hurt too bad, but you just pick them out your leg.
Yeah, cactus aren't like the moon landing, and they're real.
No, they're real.
Yeah.
Yeah. Other than that, man, we got a lot of sneaker news. We had the Super Bowl. The Chiefs won the Super Bowl. Usher played at halftime. Jay-Z was there with some S Carters. We got a slide for this stuff.
Yeah.
Let's see. Is this it? This is the Super Bowl cleats, which is fine.
You know what? That was the first Super Bowl I've watched in, oh my goodness, 5 or 6 years. I couldn't tell you the last Super Bowl I watched. Now it was on while we were playing games, but nonetheless, I did watch a lot of it. Usher was really good. He did a really good job. I thought that was really fun. I didn't watch one commercial, so I couldn't tell you anything about the commercials.
I didn't. But yeah, really.
Let's talk about these shoes. I love that Jay-Z brought these shoes out.
Yeah.
I never owned a pair, and I'm a humongous Jay-Z fan. I feel like I should have owned a pair of these, but I don't like them. The Ushers, these are a custom. Right.
I think they are. Yes, they are custom.
Okay.
Maybe the surgeon did them. I think.
Maybe. I mean, they're dope. I would never wear them, but they're cool. Like,
yeah.
They remind me of, do you remember when Roy Williams won his whatever, what is it? Was it 1,000th game at North Carolina? And Michael Jordan came out and brought him some sneakers that looked very, very similar.
They look like that.
Very, very similar.
Yeah.
But those are dope. I mean, they're cool. Cool to look at. Would never wear them. What are the ones right below that, the red ones?
Those are what Travis Scott was wearing.
Okay.
So, yeah, Travis Scott, the Jumpman Jack, This is the all red colorway. I'm calling it the Red October colorway.
Okay.
Did you see the stuff from Yeezy at the Super Bowl or in Vegas?
Not a ton of it. What is there anything specific?
I just saw some videos, and man, he's ballooned up there. He's put on the LBs. I ain't talking linebackers.
Have you? I would love to talk to Landon about what he thought about the new album.
I haven't listened to it.
I'm kind of, man. I really struggle. I'm struggling with this whole thing because we go from, you know, Kanye the Christian to a picture of his half naked wife on the front cover of his album, and I'm not gonna listen or watch any of that, and that bothers me.
Yeah.
Without that sounding judgy, but like, are you serious? Like, pick, like, what is it? What does that mean?
Yeah.
So anyway,
it seems like he's just always discrediting what he's previously said.
Yeah.
I mean, his stuff, like what he's done, stands for itself. Like, he's done a lot of really cool things, but the things he says is like, all right, what are you doing? What are you thinking? I did think it was funny that he found in Vegas the Adidas CEO and took a picture with him.
Yeah, I did see that.
Man, too. I'm telling you, the video, like even his commercial that he had, he just doesn't even sound like him. I don't know if it's the grill in his mouth that he can't talk with or what.
Yeah, his, what is the grill too? Chubby. It's like, remember that one time he had he got his teeth replaced with gold? Something like that?
That might be what it is. Maybe he can't talk.
Okay, I'm finding pictures of the shoe that I was referring to, but I can't find a good one.
Ugh. I mean, yeah.
But anyway, also, I was just disappointed. That was really disappointing that all of a sudden. And look, man, I'm as imperfect as they come. It's well documented in everywhere. And so I'm not trying to be judgy, but okay. That, like, how do you, I just don't understand. And that's a big turnoff for the current iteration of Kanye. Check this out. So bad radio, but you see it's Theo Pinson holding this shoe up.
I do see it. Is it a Jordan 1 Low?
I think it is a 4.
Okay.
I remember when it happened. Michael, here, whoa, let me just read this. Oh, it is one. The gift UNC Air Jordan 1s in a smooth Carolina blue colorway, except they're custom. Oh, no, that's not it. That was another pair he was wearing. Okay, but this shoe that he was given, that he is holding up, is this silver. I'll keep looking.
All right.
Anyway, but that's what I thought of as soon as I saw those sneakers.
Yeah. If you see me making like weird movements, I have I pinched a nerve today in like my neck or back. And so I'm feeling like Peyton Manning when he won his last Super Bowl. Like, I got to turn my whole body to see something. But anyways, nobody cares. We had last one that we didn't talk about. I'll just mention it.
Hey, look at this.
Oh, you got it. Oh, let me blow you back up.
So this was his 800th win. Look at the box of this.
Yeah, that's so crazy, sick.
And then the packaging, but I think it is a 1 low. Yeah. It's a 1 low, not the 4. But that's what I thought of, because it's a very similar shoe.
Yeah.
It's autographed by MJ. I mean, great that's shoe. Cool. Okay. Go ahead.
Yeah. I'll just jump back in. The last thing Is that an Air Force One? Yeah, Air Force roller One skates. Roller skates. Yeah, that's what he was roller skating in. That was crazy. All right, then back to some cleat heat for the Super Bowl. Which one of these are the best, in your opinion? We had a couple LeBrons, a Yeezy. George Kittle had a play on the Chunky Dunks with a white and gold colorway. We had the Chrome, and then the Jordan 5 cleats look clean.
What about the fur? Who the heck wore the fur?
Yeah, I couldn't figure out why. Who wore those. Ugh. But I wanted to put that on there for you. That was a Haze exclusive.
I mean, one of the worst hair shoes we've seen yet.
Yeah,
ever.
That is terrible.
It can't get that worse. These looks like ballerina sneakers with, you know, pubic hair all over it.
Shout out to, I don't remember that guy's name, but the guy that we met at the cigar bar at Mission Cigar.
Oh yeah,
the
Chewbacca.
Shoes, mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what those are. That's what it looks like. Shout out to him.
You know, I think the Wave Runner looking cleats are probably my favorites of these.
Those are dope. I thought it was interesting. We had the LeBron 21. Like, what that is?
It's weird.
I mean, maybe that's just a eye catcher. I like.
Also, the is that that's got to be a punter, right? Or like, how are these people not ripping their ankles and legs off wearing some of these? Anyway,
do we give? I mean, these Chunky Dunks, they look more like Jordan 1 mids, don't they? I guess they're a little higher.
They're cool. I mean, I like it. Was it? This is obviously cool. A custom, right?
Yeah, that's George Kittle's shoes, and then Fred Warner with the all black fives. I thought those were pretty clean.
Yeah. Did you see some pictures show up this week? Speaking of that, one of my favorite football players of all time was Ronnie Lott for the 49ers, and there's a lot of pictures show up this week of him wearing Jordans, fours, fives, breads, like
because he played on turf.
Because he played on
turf, he was just wearing the straight ones out of the box.
Yeah, he was,
which is wild.
Yeah, he was. You probably heard this, but what made me love Ronnie Lott was there's a story. It might have just even been a regular season game. He broke his finger and like dislocated it really bad. And rather than like going to the, what's the story? I think he goes into the locker room, didn't want to go to the hospital or come out of the game. So they had him cut his pinky off and then finish the game.
What?
Yeah. Here, I'll find, a true story.
They just cut his pinky off.
He asked them the game. He asked them to just cut his.
Oh, that makes me want to throw up.
Yeah, but what a dope story. What a guy.
That was like your number two. Don't cut off my finger.
Listen to this. Hey, check this up. Ronnie Lott's amputated pinky finger. The NFL wouldn't be what it is with one of the tough guys. Blah, 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 blah. Broken their legs, yada, yada, yada. And then there's Ronnie Lott, who famously had his broken pinky finger amputated in April of 86, to avoid the long recovery time that would have followed reconstructive surgery. The decision has been simplified in pro lore as this extreme act of warrior.
He didn't come back like straight
into
the game.
I was trying to laugh it off, he said, but I felt sick, he told the AP in 1986 when he saw it, when he saw the nub. I tried to stand up. Oh, shoot. I tried to stand up, but I broke out in a cold sweat. It was just total shock. I thought, oh, man, I should have had the pin put in. We are losing our compassionate side of sports. We're becoming gladiators. But, yeah, that was the story. He had his finger cut off, so he didn't have to miss any time.
That's crazy.
How about that?
Oh my gosh. Wow. All right. I don't know where we go from there, but let's switch over to the basketball.
Look at this picture.
Oh my gosh. That's so disgusting.
Yeah. It looks like my retard finger. Look, I've got the same. How about that? That's funny. All right, go ahead.
Oh, man. All right, well, we're switching over to basketball. We're getting off football after that. Let's here's our shoes of the week for basketball. I'm intrigued by these bottom right ones. I don't know what those are. They look like Paul George's of some sort, maybe. But I don't feel like they are they? We got some kind of logo here, but no swoosh on them.
Yeah, I can't tell what they are. You don't know who's wearing them?
No, I could probably figure it out, but
are these the Brandon Miller Kobe's right here in the middle on the bottom?
Yeah.
Right? Oh, dude, those are the best ones on here. Good job. Shout out to Brandon Miller.
Yeah, I snuck in Kyrie's signature shoe up in the top left.
Mm-hmm, yeah, you did. The Jordan Low 38.
Jordan Low 38. The LeBron. That must be a what the LeBron, but that patent leather or whatever the shiny leather on this is hideous.
Yes, that's agreed.
A terrible looking shoe.
That's really bad. Is this Kawhi right below that, or is that Jamal Murray?
That is natural zone Darius Garland right there.
Oh, he's a New Balance guy?
That's why I put it on there.
I guess I didn't know that either.
No, I had no idea Garland was rocking the New Balance. I thought he had been rocking Nikes.
Love the idea of the Halliburtons over here, the Reese's Pieces.
The Reese's, yeah.
Love the idea, but sure do wish they'd went more brown and less orange.
That's fair, yeah.
But that's, you know, I'm a brown sneaker guy. But, man, these Kobe's are...
And they match the jersey,
they look,
man,
so clean. They really did.
Match the jersey.
Hey, speaking of, let me tell you this. I know I text the group on Saturday. My daughter had a basketball game, or she played during the halftime of Fisk University. And I went to Fisk. Dude, it's the first time in how many years that – and it has to be – it to the point where it had to be coach-forced, like it's a team rule where everybody wore the same color sneaker, the same shoe even, same color, same model. It was beautiful. I was like, are you freaking kidding me? And it was a women's –
What age was that?
Whatever. College.
Gotcha.
Talladega College wore the exact same shoes. Every team, every player had the same brand, same shoe, same color. Fisk, not so much. Nonetheless. You're exactly right. That's why I loved them so much, is it just went so perfect with this jersey.
Yeah. All right. Well, we already talked about these, but I'll give you a zoom in since you mentioned them earlier. Oh, here we go. So there's the zoomed in on the Jumpman Jack.
Okay.
I love this colorway. I think this is the best colorway. But anyways, moving on. Got some news coming through. Air Jordan 3 Black Cement rumored to return this holiday season.
Mm-mm-mm.
Will you re-up on these, or
no?
Are yours
I'll wear
in good
mine
enough
all
shape?
The time in their gray shape. I won't re-up.
That's what I'm feeling right now. I feel like if we get one of those every 5 years, I think I can go another five.
Yeah. The only three I do not have that I've not had since I was, there's no telling how old, is the white cements. I have not had them as an adult. And
you got the fire red?
I gave them away. They're the ones that I gave away. I gave away the true blues and I gave away the reds.
Very nice.
But I've kept my black ones in the mochas.
Nice.
So anyway, these are great shoes if you're a sneaker person, and they're a must-have on your list.
It seems like the rumored holiday releases, there's going to be just shoes everywhere.
Yeah. But at this point, is there any saving? What would save the sneaker market?
Just like not retroing something, stuff for a long time. Like, just make a really good retro or a really good Jordan 40, or just stop. Stop making Jordans. Don't make a Jordan 40.
Do you feel like, because I do agree with you, but I do feel The other thing that Nike, I was reading an article this week about this, of Nike's, you know, that it's just so down right now. And I do think it's that, but then I also think it is poor designs, like bad shoes, bad colors, bad, I don't know, a lot of them, right? There's been a whole lot of bad ones that have, I feel like, it just watered the whole thing down.
Yeah, I don't know. It's so tough because I feel like we've talked about on the pod, Jordan Brand is still selling more shoes than they've ever sold before. And it's not retros, right? It's got to be like, as a Trademark TV would say, your mama's boyfriend's shoes.
Hmm.
The hybrid Jordans. I think, let me see if this is the right video. Viewer discretion advised.
Clean pipes, nut on the Air Max, and give it to us.
So they're really trying to come out with some real Mexican Jordans when black people done already deemed was Mexican Jordans.
If you Google Mexican Jordans, this is what pops up. Come on, Nike, stop playing with us.
I won an award in Spanish class in college. I know what Mexican Jordans are.
These are your mama boyfriend's shoes. Yes, they not real Jordans.
And they gonna put out there, oh, we made $1 billion selling your mama boyfriend's shoes last year.
We don't care.
The Olympic your mama boyfriend 11 Hirachi.
Nike, somebody should jump on y'all ass for that bullshit. They selling Trae Young shoes for $40 at the Hawks game. $40 is way too much.
I don't understand why everybody hates Miz. Cause we do. The only Miz I ever love.
Just sorry, the first thing should have been cut out, but yeah, I guess they're just making, as he would say, your mama boyfriend shoes.
Yeah.
Because all those hybrid, whatever they want to call them, are terrible.
And I don't know who's buying them. I couldn't tell you. But good for them that people are still buying them. But
same people who are buying the Shaqs, the Shaq Jordan 3s.
Yeah. I don't get it.
Yeah. Well, next up, this is just something that caught my eye. We can brush by this pretty quickly, but
yeah.
Adidas Basketball launches the Harden 8. He has been wearing these for 6 months.
Feels like it. Right. But although also, there's another one this week that somebody's been wearing a ton, and they're finally coming out. It wasn't Harden. It was another one.
Booker?
Well, you remember how, yeah, the Bookers. Yeah. And then also remember how tough it was to get the Jaws? And even now, yeah, like, it's not like it's easy to get them. So where are all those shoes going? What's the release times on? Yeah, that's interesting. I would have told you that those were already out, the Volume 8s.
I feel like we saw these. I'm pretty sure we saw these before Anthony Edwards. Even, like, we knew he had a shoe. And so, I mean, I don't know. Maybe they just slowed them down because they knew nobody was going to buy them. But that's why do you ever see anybody wearing these? That's why the answer is no. They don't even release them.
Yeah.
I mean, what's the point? I don't know. I thought that was very stupid. I agree with you. That's pretty much all the news that I had. Well, there's some more in some games that we can play, but I thought we could play a few games. And so here's the first one. Pick your starting five. You can just use the numbers beside them. We're looking at All-Star Game shoes. If you're not on YouTube, I mean, we've pretty much just killed the podcast viewers on this one because we probably haven't been too descriptive, but I'll blow this up a little more. We've got,
I mean, ours are we're probably going to be
All-Star shoes on here. You've got Galaxy Foams, Kobe 4 playoffs, Jordan 3s, Black Cement, and what they're calling free throw line, but the white cement, Air Jordan off whites. I don't know why that one, the off white fives are on there. Airships, Air Jordan 1 New Beginnings, which is a white and red, the Kobe 7 Galaxy, LeBron 9 Big Bang, and what's the bottom one? The Bape.
Dames. Yeah, that's the Dames. Man, see, picking five is too many. I thought so too.
Let's do three.
Okay, so 3, 4. I mean, I don't remember anybody wearing this number 7 in the All-Star game, but I mean, I'd pick that one. I'd go 3, 4, 7. If not that, I would go 3-4-10.
Okay. I don't, for an all-star game shoe, I really like that Dame did a collab. I think it's cool.
Oh, yeah. No, those are great shoes.
Yeah.
I remember I really liking those when those came out.
Yeah. One that I wish was on here is, you remember, it's in the same vein as the Dame 4. When Kith did LeBron's all-star shoe that said Kith on the side,
mm-hmm.
those were really dope. I thought those were awesome. Mm-hmm. I don't think these are even close to the 10 best all-star game shoes, but this was put out by Nice Kicks or one of those, Sneaker News, one of those outlets. And mm-hmm. I just feel like they went really easy here. Yeah, the black cements are always going to take the cake for me. We got the Dean.
I was like, what is Dean P?
The Dean in here. What up? That's
right.
Master of fun.
Where are you?
Just finished up a dance.
Nice.
The old job, man. Playing bouncer. So shut down the club.
Did you twerk?
Dude, Waka Flocka was the number one request, and we played it zero times.
Really? I'm shocked. I'm really.
I've got the whole list of it's in this generation's music choices. I mean, across the board.
Crazy. This generation, like kids in college, requested Waka Flocka. That surprises me.
Sexy Back, Usher, just because of the Super Bowl. I think.
Yeah,
obviously.
Yeah.
Teen Spirit. There's some stuff.
Homeschool Squad.
Some homeschool stuff. Yeah.
By the way, your boys just lost a close one, and it should have been they should have won that game.
Well, we're without our lead scorer. He tore his ACL last game. So
no.
Yeah, Darren Boyd's out.
Oh, I did not know that.
He's done. So we're pretty much done. It's tough. Tough sledding. I feel bad for Lenny. He had all the pieces of the puzzle together just to watch the table taken out from under him. It's pretty remarkable how much he's accomplished this year with going through injuries. Hate it.
I'm sorry.
All good.
Well, Lando, now that you're here, you got a top three in this little squad
top
right
top three? Bates coming back out?
No, this is like this all-star is shoes. These are all-star shoes. Shoes that have been worn in previous all-star games.
It's a pretty weak lineup.
Hey, you know what? Here's another thing. Like, you could pick a slew of Jordans, right? The Columbia 11's not on here. I mean, that would be way up there for most people. The Oshawa 8's.
The Galaxies are the most fire of any of those. Just the foams.
The Galaxy foams. Okay.
Yeah. That would be up there for me as well. I think I said 3-4-10. But, man, that's tough to leave out.
I think anything Galaxy is dope. Be honest.
Agreed.
All right, Landon, you got here just in time. That was our first game, but we've got much better games after this. And here's the first one. It's inspired by Nice Kicks.
Let's
the Adidas Super Team 2000 has changed names to Mad Infinity. Then here's the game. The new Adidas Mad Infinity is blank. Fill in the blank. So Hayes. Oh, Landon, go first.
It's Landon. A void left by Ye.
Okay.
Oh, we were going to come back.
We
and
got
ask
plenty
you
of Ye to quick. Talk to you about before.
Y'all, I can. How long we got tonight? The man is back.
Oh my gosh! Why does he talk like that now? Are his cheeks too chubby, or is it the gold?
No, he got titanium teeth inserts. Like hundreds of thousands of dollars, custom made. Dude talks that's crazy stupid. Now.
Oh, hey, yeah.
Through the wire though, whatever it takes.
Hey, I will say I haven't listened to the album, but I did buy a pair of pants and the pods. I bought them.
$20,
you
baby.
Bought the 20 pods bucks
for
20 bucks.
He's a man of the people.
$20.
Nice.
Man I did people. That.
I did. Oh, you got to unbox those live.
I will when I get them, but I can't, man. Landon, what you missed was I can't. I'm really torn without the judgmental part of like the fact that his wife's butt is on the cover. Like, I just can't do it. I'm not going to do it. And I'm like, And there's not a clean version of it either. And like both those things go thing, totally.
You have to chop every track up to make that.
Yeah, clean. But he. But anyway, he's got all the other albums he's got out have a clean version. Either which way, I just that rubs me the wrong way. Like, are you serious? Like after all of this, and he was never gonna put out. I don't know. I just like it's just he lost me.
Yeah.
This car, shoe though looks like a car part.
It does.
I'm sorry.
The Mad Infinity back on track. Is a car part.
The Mad Infinity is a car part.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know if I have something. I can't tell if this is a 90s shoe or a 3090s shoe. Mm. I mean, this thing is wild.
What's the purpose? Is this a basketball sneaker?
The new Adidas Mad Infinity is a Nocta shoe. That's what it looks like to me.
Ooh, that's a good call.
This looks like a Nocta.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah, that's all I've got. Anyways, we'll get into the game. I wanted to see, Hayes or Landon, I'll get your votes on here. So I took this, and we'll make up the questions as we go because I didn't do that much research. But so we'll start a new game called Fill in the Blank. Do you like this version or this version better?
Go back to the other one. I like the other one better. Yeah, that's
this one. All right, Fill in the Blank. I played off our original podcast logo, so Still Dripping Happy Hour.
By the way, the Still Dripping Happy Hour is sponsored by the Still Dripping Happy Hour merch store, and you can go get merch right now, and you should because it's all sick. All the stuff on there is fire, curated by the Still Dripping Happy Hour team.
Oh yeah, I mean, go look at this. Look at your top.
Look 10 at that lineup.
Right, top 12, whatever this is. This is absolute fire. You had a baseball,
this is Louis crazy V
baseball jersey.
Merch.
Yeah. We got a cat on the podcast on here. So, anyways, yeah.
Hey, last thing we'll say about this
that we've had right now.
So, since we last spoke, I really have started intentionally trying to make things a little bit more simple because I know people, there are a segment of people that want just the basic stuff. And I really have tried to take that to heart while sticking with the stuff that I like, which is more like
$20.
We can't do that yet. We don't have that kind of power.
We don't have that kind of power.
Hey, so y'all know the business theory about what he did. So, you know, he charged $200 for the pods up front and basically financed his operation off of rich people and then gave them their money back after he had enough cash flow. It's genius.
That's he basically what
he took a loan from the people that were willing to spend $200 up front. It's wild. And now he's playing the volume game. It's crazy.
Okay. Well, he got me.
That is pretty wild. Yeah. That is
wild. I went for it.
Good thought right there. That's why you're like a professor or something, or a dean of a college.
Yeah, you're really smart.
Sheesh. All right. Well, back to our game. Fill in the blank. First one. New Balance making a Nike Dunk is blank.
Well, this sneaker is really dope. I don't love the laces and how they went super chunky on the laces. But besides that, I think this is a solid effort. This is a good effort. Good try.
Landon.
New Balance has never been in, I don't think they've ever been in the skateboarding business, and they should have stayed out of it.
I don't disagree with that. I like this shoe.
The fat laces, that's not New Balance. New Balances aren't fat laces, but they know that they know the market's there. I mean, power to them for jumping on the train as it's well left the station at this point with the Dunks, but
yeah, I like the design of this. I just don't like the plain, whatever font. Landon can tell you what this font is in on the side. Like the tongue logo is so dope.
Dude, it's their thing.
On the shoe. I don't care. I can't. I don't know. Just an N.
Just think about it like a Z.
It's a variable in math. It's just a variable in math. Like just stuck on the side of your shoe.
I love the N. It's so classic.
It is classic, but I don't care either way.
It is classic. I agree, but I just
and I love think this color
the tongue way. Logo is so dope. Yeah,
that's why I like the colorway. It's the colorway tones good. Like this. It's a good color.
Yeah. This colorway on 2002 R or whatever like would be incredible. Or 990, but this not feeling it.
Yeah, don't hate them. Won't wear them.
All right, we're gonna have to for this next one. We're going to have to create our own question on the spot because I'm going to need some help. I don't have a question. I just wanted to put this in here. Hey, send it in. So,
oh my gosh, these are just
the North Carolina Air Jordan 23 is blank. That's just simple. Is blank.
A work of art.
A work of art. I don't disagree with you. This is a good model. And
underrated model.
Underrated model. Yep.
These look like dot eyes, like Chris Webber's, some C Dubs. Mm. C Dub special.
There is a lot of blank space. We can't see all the X's that are on it, right?
And the stitching. It's like quilted.
I wonder if the stitching was a different color, I would but you don't want it to be too like pop.
I bet you could see it. I bet you can see it in hand. Okay.
I mean, yeah, probably so.
So it's got like North Carolina.
Oh, see, it's got the NC on it. Yeah.
That's pretty dope.
But again, I would never wear them. I would feel bad to wear these because they're so freaking beautiful. But these are great.
Yeah. I don't know if I've ever seen anybody wearing these, to be honest.
A 20? A
23?
Yeah, I don't remember the last time.
Not that I can recall.
Yeah, agreed.
Oh man, I don't know if I can sit down this long. This pinched nerve is a pain in the neck.
It's almost after 10.
We'll keep going.
Wrap it up.
Last one. Landon, I need you to come back for this one.
I'm here.
Okay. All right. This next one, fill in the blank. This next shoe is the shoe that you wear to blank. We already know Hayes's answer.
Oh, let's go. Let's go.
Supreme Air Max DN coming out. I feel like this is fairly rare for Supreme to do like a brand new shoe. Like we don't even have a colorway out of this shoe yet. And it's going to be on the Supreme lineup this year. So it's an all black. Got the Supreme going across the upper of the Air Max DN. I think Fry Guy, and shout out to the intern. He said it looked like these had a treadmill on the back of them, which it absolutely does. So, Hayes, where are you wearing these?
To clean the toilet at a YMCA.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, not a – what did you say last time? Bakugan convention?
Bakugan.
What is
that? I don't know what that is.
Remember the Bakugan, those little circle things that you threw and then they
became a monster?
B-A-K-U – Bak. UG. I don't know. It's
like
Chinese.
Is this like a poor man's Pokemon?
It's in the same category as Pokemon, but it's not. It's more of a, you know how Pokemon's more of a card. This is more of a toy. It's like a little marble looking thing. You find it?
Yeah, I'm working on it.
But that's what those things look like. It looks like a heel full of Bakugan. I'm not wrong. You just got to trust me. Here we go. Look. It's a Bakugan convention. But you would go to the Bakugan convention right after you clean the toilet at the YMCA in those shoes.
Look, there's your little Bakugan.
There you go. Look. Go back to the shoe. Yep. Now go back to the shoe. Boom! There you go.
Those little balls right here just fit right into there. I gotcha.
You got me.
What time frame is this? Like
early 2000s, 2005.
Same time as Pokemon.
You've never seen this in your life?
Never.
Really?
Never.
I would say 2005 to 10.
Wow,
I was in college.
My kids were all into Bakugan.
So maybe it was just after my time.
Yeah, it was after your time.
Just... big on the Pokemon in like 2001. Yeah, it's just after my time, I guess.
You were big on the whole Pokemon new world. In 2001?
Yeah, man.
Oh, wow. That's going to date me a lot. I was 21. Have we talked about this before?
I was six.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, I was in fifth grade.
What'd you ever do with your Charizards, Landon?
Chilling on ice in the closet.
What are they graded at again?
7 and 8.
7 and 8. Why don't you one sell them?
Near mitt. So I want to pass them down to Magnolia. I didn't get to answer the question.
Oh, answer the question.
Oh, sorry. Where are you wearing your Supreme Air Max DNs? Let me get you back on the screen here, bud. There we go.
The Met Gala.
You're so stupid.
Landon, I don't feel like you would be caught dead in a pair of all black shoes.
I'll make an exception for these.
Okay. The all blacks are so stupid. I mean, the triple black is a tough look. These got some green mixed in, so I don't think you can call them triple black. But
this is a horrible shoe and a horrible colorway.
Yeah. I like the. I think the silhouette in a good colorway would be all right. The back of it, the treadmill part, is a little rough though. So I don't know if I could wear them for that.
Undefeated did put the 97 treatment on these. The black, red, green.
Oh. Okay. There's an Undefeated collab on this.
No, model? I'm saying if they did.
Oh, if they did, I gotcha. All right. Well, that's all we got. For sneakers, to jump around, do we have any more than sneakers moments? Then we can go through shout outs.
I mean, this has been one of the greatest weeks of my life. This is something that I've been waiting 20 years for. One is the 20th anniversary of the college dropout. But this is just, you know, for a person like myself, this has been a great week.
Wow. What is your favorite song? If I was going to go listen to it, what song would I listen to?
Burn, 100%. Burn is the greatest track that he has produced in probably a decade.
Are you serious?
Wow.
Hands down.
So it's Kanye on the production on the whole album?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Wow. I remember, wait a second, I lied. I did hear Vultures and it wasn't bad.
Vultures is bad.
Why Ty Dolla $ign?
Because, dude, just listen to Burn, and that will answer your question. He is – this collab is going to rival Kanye's time with Jay.
No way. There is no way. That can't be – no, it will not.
It's a match made in heaven. It is exactly
why? Why Tyler Dollar Sign? Like, do you just know
why? Just go listen to Burn, and it will answer.
Well, there's 20 other songs on there.
None of them matter. Burn is all you need to listen to.
You're saying this track is Watch the Throne good.
Yeah.
But the rest of the album is not good?
No, I didn't say that. It's on another echelon. The track that's getting the most coverage right now, that's number one on charts, is Carnival. But it's a stadium anthem.
Okay.
I'm gonna be honest, Landon. I really need to get a sound drop for Prisoner of the Moment, because I really feel like you're Prisoner of the Moment for us right now. Mm. I mean, Watch the Throne, in terms of Kanye.
Watch the Throne wasn't great.
That's blasphemous. That is blasphemous.
Oh, Landon. I love you so much.
Man, you're going to make me take my pearls off and throw them through this screen.
Oh, my
college dropout. So funny. Late registration. Graduation. The three
all
best.
Great.
That's 808s.
808s is, I was about to say, it was different for him. It was different for the time. But
yeah, because he had just lost his girlfriend.
808s and Heartbreak was a great
album. And his mom. Right? No, when did he lose his mom? 808s.
I think it was, yeah.
No, it was after that.
It was after that.
Yeah.
Maybe his grandmother? I don't know. All right. And then...
did you buy any of the merch, Landon? Did you get any of the pods or anything?
I can't share screen, can I?
You might be able to. Let me...
Here, I just about to hit y'all with the text.
Is it? Oh.
Check that out.
This is a great podcast.
Oh, you got it. Okay.
Okay.
Where did you get it?
Chicago listening party.
You went?
No, somebody
went. Are you serious? Did you go?
No.
Okay. All right. Good for you.
Shoot. Wow. Look,
is, we'll it, jump, is we'll that that big boxy looking shirt though? It's like this.
This one fits weird. Regular.
Okay.
No. This was
that's why I didn't go with the shirt because the fit looks really weird.
The neck's all crazy on it. Mm. On the one on the website. The one from the listening parties are just regular.
Yeah. All right. Go all ahead, Mace.
Any more than sneakers, Hayes?
Nah, man, I ain't got nothing.
I don't know if I talked about this, but a shout out to Jarrell at the office. We had spent a whole lunch. We were just talking basketball and sneakers, and we'll have to start getting him on the pod maybe. I don't even know if I've mentioned the podcast a couple times, but just low-key dude. I'm just gotten to know him through sneakers. So I also met another guy, brand new. He's been with – he works on my floor. He's been there about a month, and he's still wearing dress shoes on Friday. So I'm trying to break him in. I told him, look, man, Fridays are the – it's illegal sneakers. It's illegal, but you got to test the landscape. I'm in it with you. We've got other people in some Hokas and some On Clouds. They're not in it with you, but, I mean, they're in it. They're in some something. So we'll throw them under the bus if we have to. So we'll see. We'll see. I'll update you guys next week. We'll see tomorrow if he decided to rock anything. And then my last shout out is I'm sure you guys had jaws on the floor when you saw this as well. But what the heck?
Wow.
Well, I think they had a pop-up at the concert, right? And that's how this happened.
Underneath Bridgestone.
Yeah, that's crazy. Oh,
what?
When I saw this, I was mouth on the floor.
We got to have them on. I was in Arizona on the first night of this bachelor trip, a little intoxicated, and just saw that on my phone. I don't know if one of y'all sent it in the group or what. Okay. Yeah. And I went on Instagram, and I was like, what in the world?
Yeah.
Like, that. At first, I thought it was in MCV, and then I saw their story and realized they had that shop. But
man, either way, crazy.
That's cool. That's cool. One thing I did notice is Drake doesn't even wear Nocta, man.
It is garbage.
It isn't any good.
It's not good. It's not good.
Low effort.
What is he wearing? All right. What is that shirt that he's wearing?
Who?
Drake. It's a WooWear sweater from like 95 or 6.
Never heard of it.
You never heard of WooWear?
No.
Really? Interesting.
Oh, I was all about some WooWear in that era.
Lyndon, I'm going to be honest with you.
Oh, gosh.
This is unrelated to this picture. But when you just said that that song was better than Watch the Throne, it made me not want to listen to that song because I feel like I would get very angry. So I'm probably not. I think I will eventually, but...
Hey, I want you to hit that track. I want to get live reaction after we get off the pod.
Okay.
All right. Well, I guess that's about a wrap. Almost an hour. We'll get there once we're done with these. We got some ad reads. Hayes, you want to ad read for your merch again?
You mean our merch? Go buy it. Yeah. We need it. We need your support. And
yeah, I think
don't
I
buy it because you don't buy it because you love us. Buy it because it's dope, and because it is dope. I bought the, hey, by the way, so I really have tried to buy a little bit of everything just to check out the quality. The shirts and the hoodies are great. I got a pair of shorts coming. I bought the brown ones right here, the Louis Vuitton looking ones. So we'll unbox
those. I do want to see those because I think I would like those.
Yep. When I get those, we will unbox those together. But just buy it because it's dope and it's cool stuff. And you like us.
I think I might get the library tee. You got to go on to see what that looks like on the back. But it's got the books or the movies that say Still Dripping Happy Hour on it. The shorts. And I like what you did with this sweatshirt right here, the hoodie.
Yeah, thank you.
And then the heart. I thought the heart was simple, but it was, I don't know. I thought that was a good one.
I appreciate it.
I'm not a huge red wearer. I don't know if I'll go out of my way to get it, but definitely the sweatshirt. I'm eyeing that. So,
well, let me know because you know you're an employee. Hey, you know something? Did you see some of these other? No, we'll talk about it later on. We'll do it next time. I've been trying to work in more of our phrases and stuff, like wishes become dreams and dreams become a nightmare. I've been trying to intentionally go back and do a lot of that stuff, so it's more of a tie-in to our to our show. So
very nice. I like that. All right. Well, thank you for tuning in to episode 155.
Wow.
Of the Still Dripping Happy Hour.
Crazy.
In one of these days, we're going to make it. I think we've already made it. Let's be real.
Yeah,
not in terms of downloaders, not in terms of money, but just in terms of committing to ourselves, I think we've already made it.
Oh yeah,
I'm proud of us.
This week is definitely a sign.
I've carried this whole thing.
I mean, Landon, 155 episodes in a row, pretty incredible. I'll give you that.
Yeah, I agree too.
Are we going? What are we shooting for? 500? Are we doing this till we retire?
Till I die.
Wow.
I hope not. I hope not.
I'll commit till I die. I'm serious.
No, I hope not.
I commit till I die?
Why not? Does that mean y'all are going to break up with me? We're not going to be friends anymore?
Not at all.
You never said that.
Not at all.
That's the thing. Is like, if I don't want to do this anymore, like, I don't see how I wouldn't. Because it takes me, like, truly, like, Hayes sends me articles and stuff, and I just put those into a PowerPoint that takes, like, max 10 minutes. It's like, I'm already looking at this stuff anyways, right? It doesn't take anything to screenshot it and put it on a slide so we can talk about it. And we're already, like, I get to talk to you guys. So then it's like, well, if we don't do the podcast, I'm still going to probably talk to you, but I won't get to talk to you as much, so...
Amen.
Why not just keep doing it?
I mean, the flex is we get to talk to each other every week, like Cowboy Coop. Coop Clan.
If it gets to be something that is is very difficult, then it probably won't last too much longer. But I'm already doing all this stuff that I would do anyway, so why not at least keep up with the boys?
There you go.
All right, Landon, what'd you learn today? We got a minute, but we'll give them overtime.
What did I learn today? Dude. Life goes fast. Friends are forever.
Wow. That sounded like a bar right there. Hayes, what did you
learn? I don't know if I learned anything. Well, that's not true. So I went, I have not been at work physically at work for probably 2 weeks. And I went back into the office today for the first time because my wife was feeling good enough for me to go. And it was very welcoming. It was like almost overwhelming to see people that I enjoy and I'm grateful that I work at a place that is like a family. I'll tell you that. I learned that. But I will ask if any of you out there are praying, folks, to pray for my family and pray for my grandmother and my granddad, and I would appreciate that.
Yeah. I don't really know what else to say, but besides, we will be praying. I don't know what I learned this week. When you sent that text, what was the day that all that went down? Was that Monday or Tuesday?
It's Monday, all running probably. Again.
Yeah, I don't know. It was one Monday of those days. Yeah, I was like heartbroken for you. And
well, thank you.
I don't know if I sent that over in text very well, but man, that just life sucks sometimes. And like I said at the beginning of the pod, I hope this was a little therapy for you, and I'm glad I got to see your face. So hang in there.
I love you.
It will get better at some point. I know it's gonna suck for a little bit. And
well, I appreciate it. I mean it.
If you want to talk about your grandmother, feel free. We'll even let you do it on the podcast.
Oh, I will. Okay. When she passes, I'll talk.
Okay.
Well, which could be tomorrow. I mean, it can be any minute. They've told us for 72 hours that the next breath could be the last one. And then it's just like clinging. So
yeah,
it's all good.
All right. Well, love you, Hayes. Love you, Landon. I think
love you guys. I mean it.
We'll sign off. We love you all. We'll see you next week.
Love you. Peace. You can be anywhere in the world, but you're here with us.
Amen.
And we appreciate it.
We appreciate that.
Mm-hmm.